ओम शांति। 13th May 2019 मंडे। स्लोगन, स्टे अंडर द कैनोपी ऑफ द फादर्स लव एंड नो ऑब्स्टेकल विल बी एबल टू स्टे। स्टे अंडर द कैनोपी ऑफ द फादर्स लव एंड नो ऑब्स्टेकल will be able to stay. So, father's love is the mantle of protection, is chhatra chhaya, is the canopy. And if one stays under this canopy, obstacles won't be able to come. Baba has often used the word canopy, chhatra chhaya, for many things. In the world, canopies are of different types. The first canopy is the shade canopy. Then somebody goes for picnic. They use shade canopy. There are four types of canopies. Shade canopy protects you from sun rays, from rain, and during picnic, during outing, they carry with them. It's like tent. The second is garden canopy. Garden canopy, as you see near the Nakki Lake, is a canopy there. That's known as garden canopy, where you can sit and spend time. The third are large canopies. Large canopies were recently in the fair at Kumbh. They made large canopies. Large canopies where people can stay. This is for accommodation. Tents, bigger canopies. And then there are garage canopies. Garage canopies means carports. Carports where vehicles can stay. There is a canopy and vehicles stay. So these are the four types of canopies: shade canopy, garden canopy, large canopies. Large canopies are also known as event tent. Event tent and carport, garage canopies. So Baba says, love of God is the canopy. Father's love is the canopy. So it's a shade canopy. When you stay in Baba's canopy of Baba's love, it acts as a shade. It protects you from sun rays. It protects you from rain. It protects you from wind, fire. It protects you from the scorching heat of the sun. So it protects. Baba's love is also a garden canopy. It means enjoyment. It means entertainment. It means you can dance. You can rejoice, you can play, you can sing, you can have get-together. So, in the Father's love is a garden canopy. It is also an event canopy. When you are under Father's love and many people can together stay in that canopy, it's an event to tread, it's a large canopy. And it is also a garage canopy. Means when you get tired, when you get exhausted, when you get fatigued, when you are worn out by the day's hectic work, just as the car is kept in the garage, Father's love acts as a carport and you can go and rest there. So, whether it is protection, entertainment, gathering, or prevention, or relaxation. Everything is God's love or the divine love. And when one is resting inside the canopy, no obstacle can touch. No storms of Maya can come near. One remains insulated, protected, safeguarded from all the attacks of Maya. So stay under the canopy of Father's love, and no obstacle will be able to stay. But the moment one goes out of this canopy, there is a danger. There is a danger zone outside, because the wind of Maya is blowing harsh and hard. There is a turbulent storm, tornado, hurricane, everything outside. So long you stay inside, you are safe. The moment you go out, you have become vulnerable to all those things. That's why stay within the Father's love all the time. So this is Father's canopy of Father's love. So this is a big canopy, but there is always a temptation to go out of this canopy and to see what is there in the world. There are smaller canopies in the world. They are deceptive. Human beings, these are the canopies of love of human beings, canopy of support of human beings, canopy of praise, attention, care, desires. Yesterday's Murli we saw, Baba said, get rid of all the limited desires. Because so long as limited desires are there, you won't be able to face Maya. So long as limited desires are there, you won't be able to attain the unlimited stage. So long as limited desires are there, you won't be able to fulfill the unlimited desires of the worldly people. Unlimited desire for liberation and liberation in life, unlimited desire for peace and happiness. So this is the canopy of limited desires. If you seek the canopy of limited desires, you will have these three things. And that's why Baba showed three ways to get rid of all these limited desires. What are they? First is Manmanabhav, MMB. And second is Vanprasth, go beyond sound, the world of soundless sound, the chantless chant, the world of silence. And be ignorant of all the desires, because these desires are deceptive. One desire leads to another desire. Another desire leads to confusion, and that desire makes you to hide something. That's why Baba said, drama, I will not give any signal, drama will give the signal. Drama will give the signal. Which signal? The signal of confusions and restlessness. So all the worldly canopies of desires, of worldly aim, of worldly ambitions, of worldly career, of worldly happiness, they all are deceptive. The only thing in the world which can be trusted is God's love, is the divine love. If you make the comparison, this is divine love, this is human love. we can come out with many differences. What are the differences? This is unconditional. This is always bound by conditions. Then this is temporary. This is permanent. Then this is human love. This is divine love. Column A, column B. What else? Human love is limited. This is unlimited. Human love creates bondage. This makes you free from all the bondages. Then divine love frees from all the bondages. Human love creates bondage. Then divine love is true love. This is pseudo, false, artificial, superficial, deceptive. You cannot trust this. Can you trust any person? It's not possible. No matter who or she that person is. A day will come, then they will deceive. Because it's very rare to find true human love. Very, very rare. It can be there. It's not that it is never there. A person sacrificing his life for the other. Such love are there, but they are very rare. This is the true love. This is the false love. What else? Divine love takes you on the ascending stage. It takes you to the descending stage. So this makes you fall. This makes you rise. In the world they talk, he has fallen in love with her. Fallen in love. It makes you rise. Divine love makes you rise. This love, you fall in love with somebody. So the very word which is used is falling in love. So you fall here, you rise there. Then no expectations. Divine love you don't have. Here it is filled with expectations and complications. If you just take one relationship, A and B, there are 100 layers in their relationships. It's not simple. Two persons, husband and wife, that's it. It's not that. There are 100 layers. Sometimes they are fighting, sometimes they are loving, sometimes they are having expectations, sometimes they are hiding, sometimes they are lying with each other, sometimes they show off, sometimes they are reluctant to talk with each other, sometimes they are unhappy, sometimes they are happy, sometimes they are praising each other, sometimes blaming each other, sometimes tearing each other apart. Sometimes scratching them. Love-hate relationships. Sometimes too much love. Sometimes too much hate. So there's a overall confusion. Even they don't know what is happening. They themselves are not aware what is happening. What are we doing? Whether this is love or this is hate or this is utter confusion. So this is what is in the worldly love. What else? Divine love is only for one. This human love is very transitory. It flits from one person to another. You love this person, that person is everything for you. But after some time, you lose interest. You want another, then another. After some time, interest is lost. Then third, then fourth, then fifth. One of the greatest poets of Europe, Lord Byron, one of the greatest romantic poets out of three, John Keats, Percy B.C. Shelley and Lord Byron. These are the three greatest poets ever that were in history. All died very young. John Keats died at the age of 24 after having written huge number of poetries. Percy B.C. Shelley died young at the age of 30. And Lord Byron also died young. All three died very young. This Lord Byron was in relationships. He had girlfriends, about 300. And he was married with somebody. And now, hand in hand together, they are climbing down the steps of church. Okay, he is recently married because he loved that woman and he married her. He is coming down and they sit in the car, but the moment they sit in the car, he sees another lady and he loses interest in her. And now he wants that other lady. This is about Lord Byron, one of the greatest poet. The mind goes from one person to another person, third person to fourth person. The moment you want new, you see new person, new qualities, new abilities, you want that person. You want to make friendship. You make friendship with the person. After some time, you lose interest in that person. Because then you get to know many faults. Now you want somebody new. This is how the mind is. It goes from one person to another person. So human love is like that. It is never satisfied. This is the peak of satisfaction. Yesterday Baba said, you had the desire to meet God and it is fulfilled. Now you don't need, you don't want any other desire. Before this desire, all these desires are worthless. This is the highest kamana, highest desire you had to meet God. So divine love is supreme over all other love. Divine love is the highest. Divine love is the pinnacle of all the love. Divine love is the summit of all the love. Divine love is the zenith, the highest, topmost point of human consciousness. While worldly love is here. What else?
Divine love is pure of all.
It's very pure. And it's a key of all the attainments. And when you get divine love, you automatically receive love from everyone. Why? Because he is the seed. Chaitanya Bij. He is the living seed. When you love the seed, all the leaves, they start loving you. If you love seeds and if you don't love the seed, if you love leaves and not love the seed, you may get love of one leaf, not the other. You may get love of one flower, not the other. Start loving the seed. In loving the seed, you love the world. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto it. Seek love of God first. Seek him first. He is the highest. He is the supreme. He is the holiest. The ultimate. The last. The final. The ultimatum. The greatest. The holiest. The noblest. The most sublime. The purest. What else? So you get all the attainments. When you get divine love, you get everything. What else? This is divine love and this is human love. There is a sorrow in divine human love. There is no sorrow in divine love. There is loneliness in human love. There is ekant, solitude. Here is akelapan, loneliness. Here is solitude, ekant. You want to be alone with your beloved. Here, there is a loneliness. Loneliness is a stage of sorrow. Solitude is a stage of joy, bliss, happiness. What else? Human love, divine love. There is a lot of frustration here. There is no frustration there. What else? No breakups. Here, there are breakups every now and then. That we already said, but that's a good word. So there are every now and then breakups, divorces. Here also there are divorces. Few unfortunate souls. But here there are many. Because you get fed up with one. You want something new. So here, you give up one, you take up another. When? Human love, there is a show off. Show off. Lot of exhibition. They show that we are the best couple in the world. We are the best friend in the world. They want to show to the world that we are always together. Even if they are musicians, they will put their name together. Tag together. You must have seen. They tag their name together. We are together. We compose duo. We compose the music together. So there is always such relationships, they want some element of show off is there. There is no show off here. But in today's Murli, Baba said, bhakti has lot of show off. What is the word? That is in bracket. The original word used is chata. What? Kah chata. Yeah. Cheh chata ni kah chata. Cheh. So cheh chata. So lot of bhapka, lot of pomp is there in bhakti. So see, lot of phalao, lot of expansion is in bhakti. These are the two words Baba has used for bhakti in today's Murli. Lot of expansion and lot of chehchata. Chehchata? Yeah. Lot of pomp, lot of show off, lot of exhibition. So even in human love it's like that. They make show off. Lot of show off. Divine love there is no show off. Sit in one room and sit and remember Baba. That's it. If you make show off, your love is not accepted. And this, very easy, really? Divine love is easy. It is easy and it is most difficult. They are both things are there. Baba said this is the easiest of the easy love and this is the most difficult of the difficult. This is very difficult and this is very easy also. Both are right. Easy because easy for the those who have decided to plunge in this love wholeheartedly overhead. And difficult for those who are keeping their feet in both boats. They want the world also, they want God also. You cannot serve two masters. Bible says, you cannot serve two masters. God and world. You have to choose one. Take the world, give up God. Or take God, give up the world. You cannot serve two masters. So, by? Okay, this is one good point. Worldly love makes your intellect wander. There is no concentration, total loss of concentration, total uneasiness, restlessness. If the send a message and there is no message written, there is a waiting, unending waiting and restlessness. So there is a restlessness and there is a wandering of intellect. Here you are concentrated. With divine love, you are concentrated. You do not go in vices. Here, there is every chance of entering into vices. So this makes you vicious. This makes you viceless. This makes you happy. This makes you unhappy. This makes you rise. This makes you fall. So, we all have tasted both. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with body. It has no business with body. But this love starts with emotions and ends in body. The ultimate goal of this love is body. So it has everything to do with body and body and body. We had one distant relative and he had one disease, psoriasis. Psoriasis means all the skin as a lesions. And he took some Ayurvedic treatment and it got okay. And then he got married. One of our relatives. He got married and everything was alright. But after 2-3 months of marriage, all that disease came back. So his wife filed a case in court that we are deceived and there was a divorce. And later on this man became insane and later on he committed suicide. So psoriasis only for some period because of Ayurvedic treatment it got subsided or disappeared, but it came back again. So worldly love is like that. It depends on the beauty of the body. If the body is destroyed, beauty is destroyed, it is rejected, it doesn't want. If the face is distorted, this person may reject the wife. So it feeds on external beauty. So Baba is saying, that is why. Stay under canopy of divine love and no obstacle will come. Om Shanti.